In local obituaries this morning, Justin Matthew Matt Mattingly, age 15, of Springfield, died Tuesday at his residence. He is survived by his mother and stepfather, Doug and Mary Mattingly Glass of Springfield, his father, Alvin Mattingly of Loretta, maternal grandmother, Anna Lucille Bowman, and paternal grandmother, Nellie Brockman Mattingly, both of Loretta, one brother, Joey Mattingly of Loretta, three sisters, Margaret Milburn of Springfield, Len Mudd of Mooresville, Missy Stallings of Loretta. Funeral mass for Justin Matthew Matt Mattingly will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the St. Francis Cemetery. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. The family requests that expressions of sympathy go toward the funeral expenses. Mrs. Minnie Maddox, age 88, of Taylor County, died Monday at Grandview Nursing Home. She is survived by five children, Wesley Maddox Jr. of Louisville, Elizabeth Patton and her husband Clifford, Gloria Sebastian, Gladys Maddox, and Perry Maddox, all of Campbellsville, two sisters of Indiana and California, one brother of Indiana, two sisters-in-law, including Maxine Maddox of Campbellsville, special sister friend Corrine Pendleton Walker of Kirksey. Funeral services for Minnie Maddox will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern Time at the Second Baptist Church in Greensburg. Friends may call after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Artie McIntyre, age 88, a resident of the Medco Center in Campbellsville, formerly of Adair County, died Wednesday. Survivors include two daughters, Margaret Kimbler and her husband James of Cane Valley, Sandy Newcomb and her husband Jimmy of Campbellsville, two brothers of Ohio and Indiana, four sisters of Indiana, Texas, and Louisville, four grandchildren, three step-grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Artie McIntyre will be Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home in Columbia with burial in the Haven Hill Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Gideon Memorial Bible Program. Mr. Clifton Wayne Pruitt, age 66, a native of Greene County, died Thursday at his residence in Edmonton. He is survived by his wife, Jane Pruitt, one daughter of Glasgow, two brothers, Len Pruitt and Clifford Pruitt, both of Greensburg, one sister of Tennessee, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Clifton Wayne Pruitt will be Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the Community Baptist Church in Greene County with burial in the Brooks Pierce Community Cemetery with full military honors. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon and after 5 o'clock Saturday at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. Masonic services will be held Saturday evening at 7 o'clock at the funeral home conducted by the Greensburg Masonic Lodge No. 54 FNAM. There will be a called meeting of all Master Masons at 6 o'clock at the Greensburg Masonic Lodge. Mr. Glenn Atwell, age 86, of Campbellsville, formerly of Greensburg, died Thursday at Grandview Nursing Home. Survivors include one son, Rick Atwell, and his wife, Debbie, of Greensburg, two daughters, Charlotte Milby and her husband, Tom, of Campbellsville, Rhonda Atwell of Columbia, two grandchildren, four sisters, including Edith Coomer and Mildred Patterson, both of Greensburg, and Maydeen Curry of Campbellsville, one brother of Louisville. Funeral services for Glenn Atwell will be Monday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Sunday at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home. Memorials are suggested in the form of donations to the Hogarth Chapel United Methodist Church. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.